It is Players Championship weekend. TPC Sawgrass. We talked about it a lot this show thus far. Of course, it is one of my favorite tournaments of the calendar. Like I said off the top, I got to go last year as a spectator for the first time ever down in Ponte Vedra Beach. And when I say that this course on television looks great, it doesn't do it justice. The way it is just so pristine, it is like golf in its most perfect setting. Outside of course, Augusta National or some of these other, you know, St. Andrews or something like that, the birthplace of the game. It is beautiful, but it's also incredibly challenging. And that is what the leaderboard has shaken out to look like to this point thus far. Your leaders, tied at 8-under, is Christian Bezuidenhout right now from South Africa. He is the leader, tied with Adam Svensson from Canada. Otherwise, it is Ben Griffin, Minwoo Lee, and Colin Morikawa all tied for third at 6-under. And just kind of lurking in the wings, you have Scottie Scheffler. But another guy that I like is Jason Day. And Jason Day is probably a name that you're like, wow, that's bringing me back to 2014, 2013. A guy that we haven't heard from in a long time. And kind of like Ricky Fowler, he's a guy who was really good and lost himself a little bit, but is trying and starting to find his way back right now. And Jason Day is a guy, for me, if you're looking at maybe someone to throw some money on, maybe place a bet here with about, what, just two rounds here left, two rounds and some change here left in the golf tournament, look at a guy like Jason Day to potentially throw some money down on, because he's a guy that's playing really good golf right now. He is 4-under at the moment, tied for eighth. And you know, if you're looking for someone maybe who's got a better shot or a bigger name, Colin Morikawa right now. I saw him on social media walk by the Barstool Foreplay guys. We're going to hear a clip from them here in just a second. But he was saying he figured something out in one of the early practice rounds this week. He found something, and they were like, okay, well, what did Colin Morikawa find out? What someone on actually TikTok I saw last night noticed is he made a change with his driver. He switched back from, I guess, you know, a TaylorMade Stealth. He's a TaylorMade guy, the newest driver, and, you know, rave reviews about that driver from everyone who uses it. He switched back from that to his original TaylorMade Sim, not the Sim 2 that everyone plays out there that everyone got for Christmas 3 years ago. The original Sim. And that is the club, the same club that he won his two majors with, Harding Park and then the Open Championship as well. So making a change back to a driver that he trusts, that he knows he's won with, and he's tied for third right now at 6-under heading into Saturday, and still only through 11 holes on his second round. So Colin Morikawa in a really good spot, and he feels like he's really confident back with the club in his hand off the tee that he feels very, very comfortable with. One more thing before we close out the show here today. I wanted to play this clip from Matt Fitzpatrick. He's likely not going to make the cut here this week, U.S. Open champion, but very interesting comments on the status and the relationship with the LIV Tour and the PGA Tour right now. Here is what Matt Fitzpatrick had to say about LIV guys potentially coming back and getting a spot and opportunity back on the PGA Tour one day.
At the end of this year, there's going to be guys whose contracts are up and they want back into the PGA Tour ecosystem. How are you guys going to feel about that?
I would not let them back.
At all?
Nah.
Lifetime ban.
Yeah. You made your choice. You made your choice. In my opinion, you made your choice to jump ship because you think there's a better product out there. So that's where you've gone. And I don't think you should be allowed back. Yeah.
Coke to work for Pepsi, Coke isn't going to rehire them.
My thing is, you know, you wanted to go play somewhere for more money, less events, for all the reasons that they give. So why should you be allowed to come back and take someone else's spot who's committed to the PGA Tour? That would be my argument, you know.
With $50 million in your pocket.
Exactly. I would say no.
Strong words there from Matt Fitzpatrick. Usually a pretty soft-spoken guy, a pretty quiet guy, but I think he's right. I have, you know, varying thoughts on LIV, aspects of it, how guys went about joining it, and, you know, the PGA Tour as well. But listen, I mean, we've talked a lot about earning your opportunity, about, you know, grinding and missed cuts and the challenge of being a professional golfer and winning and playing well consistently. Well, one of those things is these guys put a lot of work in to earn that tour card. Those guys put a lot of work in to be able to play in these events like the Players Championship. And so many of these guys, this could be their breakthrough. You look at the leaderboard right now that we just rattled off again. So many names that aren't household names, but guys that could be and could become that winning a big tournament like this. And I think that's part of the beauty of the PGA Tour is, yeah, you can have the big names like Rory and Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth, but you can also have guys come out of nowhere and become a star, you know, just like a surprise winner. And I think he's right that you are, you know, leaving, taking that guaranteed money, getting $50 million in your pocket, but then you're going to try and come back and take away that opportunity for someone else that's gone through the qualifiers and the Korn Ferry Tour and everything like that. I think he's dead set, you know, right on the money with that. So I think a really good perspective, and I like that from Matthew Fitzpatrick.